do this every second Thursday on the Country 93.3 Morning Show. It's McMurray Musings on the radio, and invited in from McMurray Musings, Teresa Wells. How you doing, Teresa?
Good, Jerry.
All right, let's talk about some neat stuff. I got a chance to go see the play Extremities at Keanu Theater. You and I both got to see the preview. I've seen the whole play. What have you heard about it?
I've heard amazing things about it, actually. I can't wait to see the whole thing. I've only seen a 2-minute preview, and in that 2 minutes, I was absolutely intrigued and hooked on seeing the rest. I'm planning to go see it later this week. It's playing Wednesday through Saturday at Keanu Theater. I've heard that it's riveting.
It certainly is, but the number one topic in it, violence against women. No, they're not shying away from that. But just from the preview that you saw, all kinds of subcontext to it as well.
Absolutely, it's a fascinating look at violence against women, but also about how our society thinks and treats violence against women. So I can't wait to see the entire thing, and I encourage people to get tickets and go check it out.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I want to talk about the St. Aidan's Society. Because you did some neat work with them this week.
Yeah, I met with somebody from St. Aidan's Society. In September and October of every year, they do a little drive to increase their number of foster families. St. Aidan's has a contract with the provincial government to provide foster care for children in need. So they recruit foster families to provide that care. What they like to do is have a large pool of families so that they can match children to families specifically. Wonderful program. It's up on the blog right now with a link to St. Aidan's. I would suggest if you've ever thought about helping a child in need, about providing foster care, this is the time to really think about it.
Definitely do, and especially leading up to Christmas time. I'm sure that's why they put their push on this time of year. Something that I am not going to be able to go to because I'm going to be at an Oil Barons hockey game, but I really, really wanted to go. The KD Gala is coming up for the Center of Hope.
Absolutely. The Center of Hope's KD Gala is a terrific event every year. This year, it's at the Fort McMurray Gospel Assembly on October 27th. It's a wonderful event. Basically, all of the dishes are based on craft dinner. It's a little bit of a different gala, but I think it's one of the best galas of the year. We talk about some of the issues in our community, including homelessness.
Well, you know what? It's actually the cheapest gala, I do believe, of the year, too, isn't it?
It is. It is. I believe I bought my ticket, and it was $25 or $30, which is a heck of a deal. And frankly, it's a real part of our community that I think people should see and should know about.
Definitely. And I'm sure there's going to be some great stories there, too. And I don't mean great as in good for the community, but eye-opening stories as well.
Stories that are important for people to hear. I think we need to recognize that we have great wealth in this community, but we also have great poverty. There's a dichotomy here that I think people need to recognize. And the more you know about it, the more you understand.
That you do. And to wrap it up, let's talk about flu shot clinics. Are you getting a flu shot? I've never gotten a flu shot.
Typically, I get them every year. I haven't decided about this year yet, but I probably will. And I've typically always had my daughter get a flu shot as well. Anyone who has children in school know the germs that they bring home with them. And it just takes one flu coming home from school to wipe out the entire family for weeks. So it's something we take pretty seriously. Flu shots are very much a personal decision, but I think it's wonderful that they are offered to everyone in the province and in our own community. People can just go out and get their flu shots done.
You certainly can. And Alberta Health Services has a full list of where you can get your flu shots as well. I do believe there's clinics at McDonald Island
this
week.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
Teresa, once again, where can we get you on the interwebby?
You can find me at www.mcmurraymusings.com, and you can follow me at on Twitter just at McMurray Musings.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for joining me again, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Terrific. Thanks, Jerry.